Water Board Chairman Dan O'Callaghan read a prepared statement and refused to take questions during a quick appearance yesterday afternoon outside board headquarters. On Wednesday, the board said it was at least a week away from having a news conference. This wasn't, as the chairman came out onto the steps of the Water Board headquarters, read a statement, and disappeared back inside. In his statement, O'Callaghan says there are various factors which make explanations something for the future.
We want to be more than everybody wants to clear the air, and we are at the relatively early stage of the inquiry and have not yet drawn conclusions to every aspect under consideration. Similarly, there are matters that will be taken up with the regulatory bodies upon which it is too early to comment on.
O'Callaghan did say that because of possible human error or mechanical malfunction, more wastewater was released into the river than expected, creating the dark water visible to tourists and in photographs sent around the world. Albany is already investigating, and the Niagara County Legislature wants an investigation, potentially criminal. Congressman Brian Higgins wants Washington to probe what happened, and the Ontario government is being asked to actively probe what happened in a river it shares with New York. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.